With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Most of the time, art museums take great care to properly light their exhibitions. For the next 6 months, the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University is essentially doing the opposite, with a major exhibition featuring shadows and darkness. In fact, it's called Darkness. Artist Jan Tihi is no stranger to the Broad Art Museum. In 2017, he was the mastermind behind a project focused on the Flint water crisis, with faucets, pipes, and an audio track. The piece was called Beyond Streaming, a Sound Mural for Flint. Museum senior curator Stephen Bridges has known Tihi for years and chose him for the second exhibition in the institution's Signature Commission series. Bridges thought the artist was up to the task of utilizing the unconventional angles of the museum's design by architect Zaha Hadid.
His interest in architecture, his use of both projected light as well as other light-based media in his practice, I knew that he would be an incredible partner.
Tihi, born in Prague and now based in Chicago, has studied and taught photography. Light is a favorite medium. His exhibition is housed in the museum's large main floor galleries, and Tihi was intrigued by Hadid's huge angular windows. He thinks they have a big impact on what's inside.
Both in a sense of sensitivity to light, and these are galleries that you can't show everything because of the amount of light coming in, but also this dramatic presence.
That presence led him to consider what can happen in these spaces without all of that natural light.
As an artist that is many times exploring dark spaces with light, that seemed like a natural way to be in dialogue with Zaha Hadid.
For darkness, those windows are blacked out. So are the entrances. With projections and modulated lights, Tihi has created a space that offers a 24-minute experience that models itself after the natural 24-hour cycle of a day.
And so there will be moments of visibility and of complete darkness, challenges to the architecture itself, and to the perception.
Tihi feels that while we can't live without light, we also can't live without some darkness. The smaller of the two galleries, the one away from those blacked-out windows, will feature works inspired by a series of academic research projects uniting Tihi with faculty and students at MSU.
That sort of resulted in these four collaborations with these four researchers that in a way then inspired me to create a new work, as well as hopefully feature their work as a part of this larger platform for our audience.
One of those projects, conducted with the Department of Entomology, included the collection of insects around the Broad every month for a year to see if there were changes based on the circadian shifts of natural and artificial light. Tihi has created 9 photographic prints of what was found.
I used the found specimens that we found during the research and used them as a negatives to be enlarged on a photographic paper and creating this sort of an atlas of the species of the museum grounds.
With this exhibition, you might just find yourself more in tune with your own relationship with the dark. Jan Tihi, Darkness, opens at 6 p.m. on Friday, January 30th at MSU's Broad Art Museum and runs through late July. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.